Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Gabe, turn his mic on.
Oh, Gabe, what the fuck, bro? Gabe. If you're new to the show, I pretend to fuck up the intro every week. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gansman Now podcast. My name's Isaac Butterfield. Fantastic to be here. Josh Nielsen, how you doing?
Good, Rabs. How are you?
Very good, mate. I'll tell you what, I'm absolutely pumped for episode 53. Great to be here, mate. And shout out to the people on Patreon.
Every week.
Yeah. I'll tell you what they got to do this week. I put up my entire stand-up show from this year, filmed in Perth in front of 1,000 people.
1,000!
And they can watch that right now. You can watch it too for $1 a month. Holy shit. Go and do it right now. Patreon.com/something. Just look up my name and Patreon. Isaac Butterfield Patreon. Cancel Me Now Patreon. Same thing.
That's great. They were good shows for you too.
I had a great show, time in Perth. How you doing, mate?
Good. I'm rooted. The fucking heat's getting to me.
It is fucking hot.
Look at my eyes. I don't know if you can pick it up on the camera.
How many cows you done today?
Oh, fuck me, Dad. I don't know. You want to have a guess?
I'd say 4,000 calories.
Not bad. Gabriel, you want to have a guess at how many calories your boys chewed through today?
3,800.
4,619.
That's a lot of calories,
I'm
man.
Fucking rooted. And it's hot. And you know, and the care factor is just getting plummeting.
Andrew Huberman.
Human.
The neuroscientist.
Yes.
He said that those calorie tracking watches are between 20 and 80% accurate.
That's because I always, whenever I punch out a big day like that, I always go, that's probably not what
it was.
So
I think you've probably, instead of burning 4,000, I reckon you've done like 46 calories.
Yeah, well, I hope so because I just treated myself to a bag of chips in the car on the way.
I'm sitting here going, where the fuck's Bluey? I got things to do. I got a meeting that I was supposed to be in. I was waiting for you to turn up. Not really. I thought I cancelled it. And I look out the front and you're hoeing into a bag of chippies.
I didn't want you guys to judge me. I got some Red Rock Delis. They are the Rolls Royce of chip.
Hang on. Red Rock Deli what?
Well, it was one of the limited edition flavors. It was like glazed sticky ribs or something.
Glazed sticky foreskin.
Sticky fingers.
Why would you go past?
I'll tell you why.
No.
I know why.
Listen, and why would you go past
the sweet chili and sour cream?
What?
No.
That's the best.
That's the best.
No.
Terrible take.
I'm going to fucking walk off this podcast. Hang on a sec.
The salt and vinegar, hands down, are the best flavors.
Oh, what the
honey
fuck?
Honey soy. Everyone knows it's honey soy.
No. Only fucking weak pussy men eat honey soy chips.
The pair is, if you're getting, so first of all.
Drop a comment. What's the best flavor?
Obviously the best Red Rock Deli sweet chili and sour cream. You two are fucking retarded.
Mate, I used to eat
Shut
a lot of those.
Bitch.
I really do like the sweet chili and sour cream.
No, I really
do, but it is the second best flavor.
So the reason I deviated and got the limited edition is because
you're a bit of a diva.
I am a pervert. No, I've had so much of the sweet chili. I've done me dash with the sweet chili and sour cream. I've eaten a fucking insane amount of it.
Bags.
I love bags.
Bags.
And I was like, fuck, I need to change it up because I am getting a little bit tired of this delicious flavor.
Yes.
But they were good. That's the best chip on the market.
Mate, when I was a fat teenager, I used to eat the sour cream and sweet chili onion or whatever you just said. And I'd squeeze a pimple and my pus would smell like that the next day.
That's pretty gross.
So now you all know a little bit of something about me.
That's pretty fucked up. How much of it are you eating?
That's like a couple of handfuls. What's Gabe's throwing digits at us?
Oh, that's fucking crazy. How are you? How are the boys? What's happening?
Mate, good. Busy.
Busy. My meniscus is good.
How's your knee?
Yeah, it's all right. Turns out I didn't tear my meniscus.
Oh, thank God. I would hope not. You were sleeping.
It was just cartilage problems.
Okay.
So I'm going to go and probably get it lopped off.
Just chop knee? Just get the whole knee off?
No, they're just going to take... What they've been doing this new surgery is they take your knee out and they just join your leg to your leg.
Just fuse it.
So you got a bit of a limp, but at least you don't have to worry about knee issues.
Yeah, well, that's... I mean, yeah.
I can finally go back to squatting heavy. So, mate, big week last week.
Yeah.
We had a show on. Louis' first ticketed show.
It was intense.
Second.
Oh, I was.
Other than our podcast.
Yeah.
But this show was for people coming to see Frenchie and maybe even me, which was great. It was a.
You guys fucking both crushed it. I was so sick. It was so good.
I had a good set.
You were fucking on fire.
It was your first time seeing me do stand-up properly.
Properly. Well, I'd seen you at the at Lazotte's many, many moons ago. And that was a weird crowd because it was like a dinner and a show.
That was a shit crowd.
And you were like, you were getting the shits and you were like, fucking laugh, you dickheads.
Oh, yeah, I know. I remember that.
That was the last time I'd seen you. That was years ago.
That was like three years ago, yeah.
But you were very, very good. And Frenchie was fucking on fire too. All the boys fucking killed it.
Oh, it was a good old show. Oh, Gabe's pointing at the... Ladies and gentlemen, we got a request. Gabe said to me today, it's very important that you, if you are listening to this on Spotify or iTunes, please rate the podcast. Gabe pointed at his sheet of paper. Please rate it. If you rate it 5 stars, Bluey will suck your flaps or cock.
Yeah, 100%.
He wants to get those calories up and he'll bring a bucket of honey soy chips or honey soy drumsticks or anything that, of your fancy if you rate this podcast 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Why is that important, Gabe?
Just boost you in the rankings.
Yeah, get the people. They need to know we exist.
That's true. I think if anyone knew about this podcast, they would come.
Cummin is mad.
What was that? Sorry, Gay.
Cummin is mad. Cummin is mad.
One of the best episodes of the year.
Well, that's the quote. You guys crushed it. Frenchie was very, very good. You were on fire.
So
you had him eating out of the palm of your hand.
Oh, it was good because they were expecting to see me. That was one of the reasons they may come. They might have come because they were a fan of mine or Frenchie's or whatever. They just like stand up in general. And so they saw about 5 or 6 other comics, including yourself and other friends of mine, perform, and it was great, wonderful. And then it got dark, and then they turned the lights off,
and they started to get fucking drunk.
They were drunk.
And they were having fun.
And then I think the first thing I said to some bloke was like, because there was a few rowdy people.
There was this group of blokes at the front, that
right
were
at the front,
high range. They were fucking hammered, and you just got straight into them, straight off the bat.
The first thing I said was, "I hope you kill yourself."
Yeah, like, fuck you loser.
It was like, "Is that your tattoo? Is that a family member? I hope they're dead."
Yeah. Well, I would just like to say that. Too bad, so sad.
It was great. It was a great venue, Grand Junction at Maitland. Sick venue, cool venue.
And they didn't want me there, the local Sheilas.
Oh, there was a couple of fucking soft, when you got announcers that you were performing there.
Yeah, in the comment section on their Facebook page.
There was a few of them had a cry. We won't be supporting you anymore, Grand Junction.
I won't be coming here to get fucked anymore.
It was good to see a few punters jump in there and go, good fuck off.
Oh, some legends jump in there. But great pub. If you're in Maitland, head by the Grand Junkyard Junction.
Yeah, I think it's called the Grand Junction, but it goes by the Junkyard to the locals.
Yeah.
So
it's a great.
And sick pizza. They fed us beforehand. Great pizza.
There you go.
What's that?
It's a toenail.
That's disgusting. Thank you. That's fucking gross.
So this week we're actually... enjoying the second last podcast of the year.
What a year it's been. We need to do a review show. A year in review. Oh,
Gabe, how cool. How excited are you to edit
Gabe?
That together?
Oh, pump.
And you don't get paid overtime either, so.
There's we've done, how many episodes have we done this year?
Well.
Like 40?
We would have done a few, yeah.
I've only done like 10.
Yeah, there was a show before you got here, funnily enough,
yeah,
mate.
It's actually got nothing to do with you, Gabe.
I'm saying I don't know how many years are done this year.
Oh, well
we haven't missed many weeks.
No, we haven't. We have been very consistent. There's been a couple of interruptions once we both had COVID.
COVID? Did we have a lockdown this year? Was there a lockdown?
No, I think the lockdowns ended last... I don't fucking
Who
know.
Who fucking knows?
Doesn't matter.
But on the topic, too, I'm pretty sure I've got COVID at the moment or had it
over
the weekend.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, who gives a fuck? Well, I fucking feel so bad.
What are you feeling?
Sad, tired and sick. No, like it's not bad now, but on the weekend I was fucking very sad.
Yeah, we've had a few people saying that they got COVID at the moment. I guess.
Doing the rounds.
I just don't want to get sick again. I was only sick like 2 weeks ago.
You probably already had it.
I'm not scared of it. I just don't want to be sick again. I'm sick of being fucking sick.
Who cares?
I cares. So it's been a great year. And on Christmas Day, we can reveal this. There will be a special podcast. Now, we argued about when to put this podcast up.
We did argue. We didn't argue. Yeah. We never argue.
Well, we just went, what do you reckon?
What
and
do you reckon?
We said, oh, this, and that, and I went, oh, fair enough. But we decided as a family to put this podcast up Christmas night.
Yes.
Because everyone's had a big day Christmas Day.
You've had a gutful of the family.
Gutful, and you can get home, and you don't have to listen to anyone or talk to anyone, and you're going to watch us drink piss, smoke cigars. We're going to do it outside.
We're going to have a bit of a party.
We're going to have a party.
It's going to be a very cancelled Christmas.
Even Gabe's going to have a beer.
That's
when you know things are getting serious.
I'm getting the bride to drive the car to this one. I'm going to really? I'm not going to drink drive this week. I'm going
to... It's a new moment for
I'm turning over a new leaf.
How exciting.
Yeah, a very cancelled Christmas. So
very
you can
cancelled Christmas.
Once you've had a gutful of your family, you can come and hang out with your cancel in our family. Mm-hmm. Go home, crack a stubby. Put the telly on. Watch us open prezzies.
Yeah.
Do some Secret Santa.
We're going to do some Secret Santa. I'm very excited for yours, and I'm very excited for Gibbs.
Yeah, I've been racking my brain what to get you both, but I've got a few ideas. Hey, did those people get their butt plugs?
No, Gabe decided not to send them out yet.
Oh,
so
this is a fucking
As long as they get them before Christmas. I don't want anyone going through Christmas without a butt plug.
I mean, like, you know, you don't want to be... Something about stuffing. Don't worry about it.
It was something about
somewhere else.
Yeah.
I mean, Gabe was supposed to take the butt plugs.
This is fucking bullshit.
Well, mate.
I wanted to come get him and you know it.
I bet you did.
Coming is Matt.
Gabe said to me, do you want to come and get him? I said, nah, mate, just wait until next week. Fuck them.
As long as they get to their recipients before Christmas.
Yeah, if they get there eventually. I'm sure no one's blowing up because they didn't get their butt
Where's
plug.
Where's my butt plug?
That's a new scene.
That's a new clip.
Yeah, use that.
Those are coming out. They will be in you before Christmas.
Yeah.
Which is very, very exciting. The Twitter files. We need to talk about those. Are you across the Twitter files that are being released?
Isaac, you know I'm across nothing current. You know any current affairs.
Good.
I'm only across the scaffolding world.
Okay, so Elon Musk Twitter.
He was going to buy it. Did.
Now he's gone into the annals of of Twitter and he's found some secret documents.
Ooh.
Particularly, there's a program called Slack.
Oh,
and a lot of companies use it. It's basically like imagine Instagram DMs or instant messenger for a workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So
like an intranet.
Sure. Now,
that's about as current as I am.
No, you're right.
Is it like an intranet? Yeah.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's found all these conversations between one particular lady called Vaja, the JJ. She was on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yes.
With Jack.
She was with Jack Dorsey.
Head and Safety. Something like that.
Head and Shoulders.
Head and Shoulders. I think that was it. Anyway, so there's several different Twitter files that have been released. The first one was by a guy called Matt Taibbi, who is a journalist.
He's he's big on Substack.
Is he?
Which is like the, again, all my information is coming directly from Joe Rogan.
Thank you.
Yeah. Please don't mistake me for being informed in any way. I'm just regurgitating what Rogan told me.
So,
Taibbi's big on Substack, which is like a platform for like independent journos.
Yes.
So if you're an independent journo, you can post and get subscribers on Substack and you can get the word out there with whatever you're doing. But Taibbi's huge on that.
So let's go to Matt Taibbi and find out. The first one that was released, these Twitter files.
So Elon's posting these, Bluey.
Yeah.
Elon. Oh, he's a lunatic. Does he just do what he wants, or is this all calculated, or what?
So he's brought in these journalists and given basically this guy called Matt Taibbi and another lady who I forget her name, basically access to these files, and they've written an article on them, but on Twitter. So it's like part one, part two, part three.
So it's like gone out in tweets.
Yeah, but they're all, it's really, really interesting to look at.
Wow.
So the first lot of Twitter files was all to do with, and I'm trying to find, oh, right, that's it. Joe Biden's son's, Hunter Biden's
Hunter.
Laptop.
Loves crack, loves pros.
Now,
who doesn't?
Sure.
No, he does.
Pro. Oh, prostitutes. Yeah, gotcha. So,
Isaac, prostitutes. Switch on.
Sorry. Yeah. Cancel me now.
Yeah.
So, basically, they release all this information about internal documents passed on about the FBI getting involved, people from Biden's office coming in and saying, hey, anything that's about this, it needs to be taken down. Doesn't matter who posts it, needs to be taken down. So they were like sending in tweets saying, take this down, take this down. All about something that was real.
Yeah. And was it something to do with the FBI were like, this could be Russian disinformation, could be from a hack, so you need to take
it down. This is basically their whole thing. Now, if I can find, what was the issue with Hunter Biden's laptop?
It had photos of him smoking crack and fucking prostitutes on it.
Oh.
Pretty sure. And also, wasn't he on some board of some dodgy energy company in the UK?
Yeah, I think that was the main issue, was because like everyone's got.
But also the prostitutes and crack.
Everyone's got prostitutes.
I mean, who doesn't?
A couple of prostitutes in the thingo. Now, I think it had to do with his dad having involvement with him getting into.
They got him on the board of some board energy of something, company.
And there was no way he should have been there, and all that type of stuff. I'm doing a very dodgy job. You know, basically coming out and talking about it. But look it up. Fuck yeah. That's my general consensus there. I think Gabe's doing the same thing. If you can come up with an answer, Gabe, let me know. But yeah, so the whole idea is that the FBI, the Biden administration, they all colluded with each other to hide this actual true story from coming out before the election.
I mean, this can't be surprising. Like, as in, like, I don't just mean these guys. Like, this shit must go on daily. I've just assumed, this is why I'm, like, ignorant to all this stuff, because I assume 80% or 90% of what you hear on the news, radio, Facebook, everything is rubbish.
Or disinformation.
Or is not what's happening. It's like, of course they're fucking, they run the world. Of course they're not going to want this shit getting out.
But here you have it in writing. This is a direct.
Yeah. That's the people saying
this is what you need to do.
This is like surely what most of us assume goes on anyway, isn't it?
But yeah, it is.
But it's just confirming.
If you actually sit someone down and say, do you think this is going on? Everyone will go, yeah.
They're obviously fucking lunatics.
But we just glide through life without thinking about it, right?
It's when something like this happens, I suppose it affirms that.
Yeah, it highlights the fact that this happens all the time. And then you think about, well, hang on. What's been happening in the last 50 years of politics?
Yeah.
What other lies have we been fed?
Heaps.
All that shit.
Heaps.
Constantly fed lies.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy how many fucking lies you get fed.
Yeah.
So then it came out the next. So that was about the Hunter Biden thing.
All I could say on the laptop was that there was stuff that alluded to evidence that pointed to Joe Biden being corrupt.
Anything about prostitutes and crack cocaine?
I didn't say that stuff.
Keep looking.
Okay.
Joe Biden has been in politics for how many years? Find me a fucking politician that's not corrupt for being involved in that long.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be crook as hell. I'd be fucking, I mean, scaffolding and I'm fucking bent. So
what is it?
A politician, give me any amount of
100%.
Give me any amount of power and influence, I'd be fucking dirty ass.
Well, look at all the people blowing up at me because of established titles.
What's happened there?
Haven't I told you about established titles?
Let's finish this and let's get onto that.
Okay. So yeah, so they released all these other basically stuff from Substack, right?
I can't wait to hear this.
Oh, Jesus. I actually put out a video about it yesterday. So you do sound healthy. So basically, let's get him a test.
Do you want to do it?
Have
you
got to do it? It's Patreon exclusive.
Let's do a COVID test on Patreon.
Hang on. I'll call Claire.
Don't get Claire down here. She's got a child.
Yeah, leave it at the door. I'll go get it.
Are you telling her to get out of the house?
Get out.
Throw it over to us.
Well, she just did one before too because she's not feeling good. Hey, sweetie. How you going?
I love you.
Yeah, do we have any... Shut up. Do we have any more COVID tests? Yeah, do it live. Claire's an entertainer. She knows.
She's in the biz.
We are scraping the bottom of the barrel. just leave it on the bottom stair because Bluey thinks he's got COVID. Yeah, so he's... Yeah, I did tell you that you thought you did as well. We're all... He's not feeling too crash hot, but he's been... How long have you been crook for?
I've started feeling bad on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Like, so, I felt my worst on Sunday. So
he's probably over it.
I'm probably fine.
Just leave it on the bottom stair. We won't get you too close to him.
Okay, Gabe, it is available.
Thanks, Clary.
Thank you. Love you. Bye. 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 Noot. Bye. Bye. Bye.
This will be good.
This is great content.
Yeah.
So, So what are we going to do? We're going to do it on the podcast or?
Well, we can do it right now. Nah, let's do it on Patreon.
Do the test now. Results on Patreon.
Yeah.
All right. You want to know the results? You have to go to Patreon. It'll cost you $1 a month, 25 cents a week.
If I had COVID while we did this podcast.
We are also posting the results on the membership channel on the main channel too. So if you go to the main channel and click nasal join. Swab? Yeah, nasal swab.
Damn.
What do you prefer, the spit one?
I like the spit one.
Oh, gross. They're so gross.
I mean, it's all pretty fucking gross.
Oh.
So Biden's crook.
Yeah, yeah, crook. And then the next lot of releases were all about the Trump administration and Trump getting banned.
I mean, yeah, he was obviously fucking...
Well, he's definitely crooked, but they ended up banning him for no apparent reason, sort of thing. Like, he didn't actually cross any boundaries.
He didn't do anything. They just kicked him off because...
They just kicked him off because there was too much pressure from other people going, you got to ban him.
Is Twitter very left?
Extremely
left.
Well, it was up until yesterday when... Did you see what Elon tweeted?
No.
He said, "My if I had pronouns, they would be prosecute Fauci."
Wow. He's a psycho. Wow. He went on stage with Dave Chappelle and got booed in San Francisco.
That was weird. That was weird.
It's weird that he was hanging out with Dave Chappelle for starters.
That is weird.
Dave Chappelle's coming to Sydney.
Have you got everything?
What else do I need?
Have you got the little test thing?
Got that. Dave Chappelle's coming to Sydney.
Yeah, we should go.
We have to go.
We'll go.
There we go. Want that?
Where's the actual divider?
People are like saying like Elon should be worried for his life, eh?
Yeah, but I'm sure the richest man in the world has fucking some nice security. I'm sure he's had fucking...
But yeah, I heard like these Twitter files are just like, you know, Biden, Trump.
Yeah.
Do you have the thing that you put the drops onto?
No, the little square thing. Don't you put it in the tube? Oh, yeah, and then onto the little panel.
Audio listeners will be loving this.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
That's
a terrible idea.
I'll just ask Claire.
That's all right. No, it'll be in here.
Is it in there or not?
Describe what you're doing detail by detail, Bluey.
Oh, there it is. He's got it. Yeah, shut up, everybody. Okay. While Bluey sets up, I'll explain established titles too.
Yeah, tell me, while I test myself for COVID, take me through what happened with established titles, because before whatever happened, we were very excited about this. This was like exciting for you. You were like, established titles want to come on board before Chrissy, really pumped. Like they want, like you're excited about it.
I signed a $100,000 deal with them.
Yeah, that's what you said. You were like... Like,
I was pretty pleased.
You were like, few video. They wanted to be on
three
every video.
Videos every week.
And they were going to pay you X amount per video, and you were pumped.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know a lot of people freak out and can't believe this, but I'm actually in this game for the money. I know that's crazy.
Wouldn't read about it.
But people still are upset about that. Anyway, even in the video, people are like, don't you care about your fans? I was like, yeah.
No.
I
fuck no.
I hope you're all
that's
right.
That's what he says.
I hope you're okay, but... Honestly, Jesus.
Now you do your research?
No. So anyway, established titles was basically...
what is established titles?
Well, yes. I'm going to fucking tell you. Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
It's a company where you can buy a square foot of land in Scotland, right? You can buy in quotations.
You don't actually get the land, do you?
No, of course you don't get the land. But some people apparently thought that you did get the land.
It is what's implied.
Yeah, somewhat. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's a guy called Scott Schaefer who I ended up having a conversation with. He was an interesting dude. He was a bit standoffish in the conversation. I will say that. I don't know if you watched the convo, Gabe. He was a bit standoffish.
Where is Scott Schaefer from?
He's in America. He made a video on established titles claiming that it was a scam.
Okay.
And basically he was standoffish in the conversation he had with me because he wasn't sure what I was going to do with the video that we filmed.
Oh, so he didn't want to...
He didn't know if I was going to hammer him or what. He even messaged me 2 days later. He goes, oh, you haven't posted the video, you know, I'm quite nervous.
Was he concerned?
He was concerned, but he just emailed me just before this morning and saying, hey, thank you for a very balanced video. Anyway, you can check out the whole thing. There's a whole 20 fucking minute video on the whole situation. It gets called a scam. I get these fucking filthy emails. I'll read you this email from this fucking thing. Let me read you this fucking email.
So this test, I go, nose. Then do I leave the swab in there?
Yeah, and you break it off.
Pull that in there first.
Do you? Yeah.
That's all right. Yeah,
I'll pull the droppies in.
Yep.
And then
swab myself.
We'll put it in your nose, then pull the droppies in, whatever.
Yeah, cool.
So let me find this email that I, not an email, sorry, a DM. And I named and shamed the cunt because he was a fucking wanker. You look good.
Oh,
you gotta
God.
You got to twist it.
I know.
Get in there. Kids do this shit. Twist it. You got to lean back. Yeah, further. Oh. Keep going.
Oh, I hate that.
Yuck, there's fucking hairs on there.
There's some coke on there.
It's just a big.
We'll be giving away Bluey's swab on Patreon.
Yeah. Oh, we should. If it comes back negative, we'll give it away. If it comes back positive, we'll sell it. All right. There's blood. Why is there blood? Help us.
Too far. The things you do for this show. Not your own health, just the show.
Jesus, what have you brought in here? And now you're going to put the...
Imagine if it's like a new strain.
Hang on, Claire's
patient zero.
Claire's calling me. Hello, Claire.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's all right. He must have gone a bit deep. There's blood.
My nose has got the hammering.
You're not meant to go that deep, she said.
Well, I know now.
Sounds like Jesse. He. All right, well, I'll look after him. All right, I got to go.
I'm doing a podcast.
Dude, bye.
Bye, Clary.
Oh, Claire shit. Cares. Oh, that is gross. Now you got a little straw. Can we please put this directly into the bin? For fuck me. So established times. So Scott's video gets 2.5 million views.
Yeah, right.
It goes
bagging out your sponsors.
Well, but it's not just me. It's about fucking
100 people.
100, 150 different people on the internet, including Ben Shapiro.
Logan Paul.
And they're all on board with established titles?
Everyone was on board because they came out with
cash. How much money
do
they spend on marketing?
Or cash.
Holy shit.
Put it this way. If they're giving Isaac 100, imagine what they're giving Logan Paul.
Imagine Ben Shapiro.
Imagine what they're giving the good guys.
Yeah. I mean, you've got, like, your channel's got nearly 2 million subscribers. Yeah. Like, that's...
But the big players that be giving it. One guy who I think he averages like 400,000 or 500,000 views a video. So you're supposed to break that off when you're in there. So don't take it out. Put it back in. See where this little break thing?
Yes, got it.
Now please seal that. Now he makes really content about a very particular subject. Anyway, he got offered allegedly 300K USD for a video every day of December. Allegedly.
That's a lot of work.
That's what I thought too, but I'd make it happen.
Is it a video you would?
I would make
you
it
You would
happen.
Clear your... cancel my 1 o'clock.
cancel everything this month.
What when they say a video, what are they... Is that like you're just giving... Is that like an ad read like in your
every,
normal videos?
Yeah.
It's a 30-second or a minute ad read during...
It's like me stopping right now and going, ladies and gentlemen, go and check out Patreon.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to put three or four drops? How many drops are on the thing?
I'll just empty the tank, eh?
I love that.
No, you don't want to go too many. You want to go four. One, that is the fucking great. Two, looks like a slushy. Three and four.
Anyone, I bleed for this podcast, guys.
Okay, I'll put a timer on.
So are we going to share the results?
Wait and see.
Okay, now get that the fuck away from me. Put it in your pocket, cunt.
What was my thing?
Gross things.
All right. Back to the podcast.
So established titles is this company, right?
Yeah.
So they claim that in the ad, they say you get the square foot of land, you can call yourself a lord. That's the whole thing. Anyway, Scott comes out, makes this video. Another couple other people make videos about it as well. And people get mad. And I get this fucking... I sort of ignored it for a couple of days. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't think that people genuinely thought that they owned the land.
Yeah, I mean, who cares anyway? It's a bit of fun, surely. But
well, this is why I thought it was a bit of fun, because I actually bought a title package as a lord through Highland Titles, which is another company that does it, about 4 years ago.
Yep.
Exactly 4 years ago, actually. Just as a joke for me to be a lord, right? That was the whole funny, ha-ha.
That's why you do it, isn't it? It's like a fun... It's fun.
Yeah.
Fun. Woo.
So they get away with selling it because it's a souvenir title.
Yep.
So it's just pretend.
Yeah.
But people actually thought that they will become lords, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I get this message from some guy with 300 followers, and I've just blown up his Instagram today. Fuck him. You'll understand why. He goes, fuck your established title scam, cunt.
Were you going to bleep yourself there? Why'd you say it like that?
Well, because YouTube demonetizes every time you say the word cunt, but we've said it 400 times. It's all false. You don't own any land and you're not guaranteed a lord or a ladyship. It's a fucking scam, bro, and you're peddling this falsehood to your loyal watchers. Don't you do any research?
I think it's pretty clear that we don't do any research.
Man, I've had gambling products on my channel. I've had fucking everything.
You'll do anything. You'll do ads for fucking Racing New South Wales.
No, I wouldn't actually. I actually I actually blocked a dude the other day because he said something about Rosie being a fucking, or he said something about racing. So I blocked the cunt.
Meow.
Didn't I, Gabe? You know about that.
Yeah, on the Cancel Me Now one. I was like, oh, yeah, this is all a bit of banter, and you did not like it.
Nah, you joke about me. You can joke about Claire. You can joke about Bluey. Do not joke about my fucking dogs.
Well, it's just greyhounds in general.
Don't give a fuck. Do you do any royal, or do you just take 10K a month and fuck your audience?
Yeah, it's that one.
What a cunt. Yeah, so right. That's how he ended it. So I thought, oh, I better make a response video. So I made the response video. And now Established Titles have basically pulled all of their
everyone
they've pulled in, they've gone to ground and all that type of stuff.
Christmas is cancelled for the Butterfields.
Yeah, I was going to get you guys some real good shit, and now probably a fucking carton of cheap beer,
Liver King and Established Titles both gone down before Chrissy.
Oh no, what's next? Because Liver King's coming through.
Heart and Soil was like that was the freeze dried. They were sponsoring everything too. Everything I listened to was doing Heart and Soil.
Yeah. So, but I think the same people that thought Liver King was natty were the same people that wanted to buy Established Titles so they could build a house.
100%.
It's like it's a square foot of land, cunt. You don't own shit.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. What are you going to do with that? What were you planning on doing with that square foot of land?
What are you going to put there? A fucking cubby house?
Yeah.
You can't even do that.
No.
Loser. Put a stool there. Congratulations. So anyway, that was my week. I was copping enormous amounts of shit from that. And there was a part of me that was going, you know what? I'm going to stick with them. I want that cash.
Yeah, 100%.
I want that cheddar. And I would have done it too.
You would have stayed loyal.
Fuck the lotties.
Anything for the money.
And but I just.
Like, surely no one's like, he misled me.
No, they are. But not real people. Just idiots. People in the comment section. Like people, you got to watch this, bro. You got to. And I was like, man, I know. Okay. You should know that too.
Yeah.
Like how many. So they're saying it's unethical. How many companies do you buy from that are unethical?
Everyone. Make sure I buy unethical. I do it on principle.
Yeah, like eggs, cartons of eggs. Yeah. Like I want my chickens bullied. I want them fat shamed. Yeah. I want them spat on.
I'd go for caged eggs for sure.
Yeah. I want the eggs. Like almost fertilized, but not by chickens, by humans.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up. It's fucking hot.
Kim K got sued because she did a crypto ad, and then the crypto. Right. Same with I think Matty Damon.
Yeah,
you know, he did those Fortune Favors the Brave, all those crypto.com ads.
So why would they get sued for that?
For the same reason that people were angry at you. They're like, you told me I could buy crypto. Yeah. It's like, no, he did an ad, and then there was a crypto crash, and then people were like, I'm gonna fucking sue Kim Kardashian. Like,
fair enough.
I don't know. It's like misleading them for their own gain.
I think if you're going to sue Kim K, you might think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Because you might get a little bit of cash just to shut up.
Yeah, 100%.
You sue me, you go, oh.
You get nothing.
You get nothing, mate.
You get like, nothing.
Like, at some point, I just go, sorry, bro.
Yeah.
No dice.
The results are in. You want to know my COVID results? It's not very exciting, so I thought I'd just get it out of the way now.
It's only been 5 minutes.
They're up.
Yeah, but you got to wait 5 minutes. It's 15 minutes for the whole thing to be completed.
Okay, we can wait.
What's it leaning towards at the moment?
It's negative at the moment. But that second line could come up in any second.
It could come up like...
Oh, shit, it's there!
We got it. We got COVID.
Could come up like Gabe's Jeffrey Dahmer glasses that he's decided to wear this week.
Yeah, they're cute. What are you planning on killing and eating some people later?
That was my plan, yes.
I got something sexy to show you.
Did Jeffrey Dahmer?
So there's this girl. I won't reveal her name because she doesn't deserve it. She's an Instagram chick.
Nice.
Who I see occasionally. Not see, Ooh. But I've seen with my eyes.
Okay.
Claire and I make fun of her on the daily.
Of course.
Follow her. And she put up a video today squatting. Now, naturally, I watched it. Not because I'm a creep, but because Claire and I watch all of the videos she puts up.
Well, I've had this conversation. We were having this conversation at the live show. You need to stop saying, pretending your perving's like work related. Always like, I had to subscribe to the OnlyFans. I got to do a video on these OnlyFans, so I have to subscribe to them. But just, you're a pervert, mate.
This
it's
is the video
good.
She posted.
It's not perving if it's with your missus.
No, we won't show the cameras.
I'm on Bluey.
That's great.
Explain to me the screenshot that I've taken.
Well, she's squatting, but it would appear that she shit herself. Oh no, is that wet spot? Is that a wet spot?
No, not the wet spot. That's not a wet spot. That's what is her puss lips.
Yeah. That's pretty wild.
So she's squatting. She's squatting facing away from the camera.
Yes, that's
like she's filming herself squatting away from the camera. And as she goes down to the bottom, I knew it was coming too.
Yeah.
So I zoomed in and you can see her puss lips open as she goes to the bottom of the squat. That's what this woman filmed and then posted.
That's crazy.
She'd be in jail.
She should be in jail. That's an outrage.
That's crazy. That imagine, is insane.
Imagine putting that up on the fucking internet and going, yeah, that's what I like.
I constantly, it probably happens to a lot of guys, but it happens to me at the gym all the time. It's particularly when you're doing like anything on your back, like sit-ups or like anything where you, like, do you ever get the little nub? Like your piece, like just sitting up upright in your gym shorts and you got to constantly like rearrange.
I think I have two, like, a real nubby peen.
Yeah, 100%.
Like all the time I look like I got a bit of a stiffy.
Yeah, it's not
yeah,
good.
Yeah, me too.
No, but it's like, it's crap. But like imagine filming a video of yourself lifting.
And you just got a little
nubby.
And
the nub's on full display, the stump.
Yeah.
And then you're like.
Not like a glance.
I'm posting that.
Not a glancing nub, like a full nub.
Full nub. It happens to me like all the time at the gym. You'll be doing like hip thrusts.
Yeah.
And I train in like a group training thing. So like the trainers will come and like put more weight on. I'm like, damn, the nub's on fucking full display right now.
Nubby peen is the name of this episode.
The nubby peen. I think.
It's the worst.
Well, it's, I don't know why it happens so much. Like I just think it's because of how the peen sits in the pants.
Here's my.
I also don't have very descended testicles.
Yeah. So here's my theory.
Yeah.
I've given a lot of thought to this, Isaac. So like, because I get chronic nub. I get chronic. You're right. I get chronic nub after I play footy. You know, like everything's like shriveled and just like, what are they? Tell me more. Like you get like chronic nub after footy. Like after you play footy, what the fuck are they?
Someone sent us these. Camera on me, please.
Oh, they're great. You guys are ducks. You were clear if you were ducks.
I just thought it was funny if they were watching you.
Oh, that's putting me off now. But yeah, like, and I think it's like, almost like an, like, you know, if you're working out and the blood's going, this podcast.
Let the poor cunt finish his story.
This podcast is over. They suck. Get them out of here. I don't know.
Sorry, I know most of the people listen to this on audio form, but I just brought the ducks closer to Bluey as you're talking. Sorry,
they were taunting me with the ducks. Yeah, so the nub gets created. I obviously got a very ordinary piece.
On the third day, God created the nub.
The nub. Yeah, the nub hub.
Where did you find your nub? Was it on the nub applaud plane?
That's crap. You're better than that.
I don't know if I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the theory?
Yeah,
what's
nub, the theory?
So you were born.
The blood's gone everywhere else in your body, especially like a workout.
Oh.
And the nub just gets created. Everything kind of shrivels up.
Mm.
Your balls shrivel up, and then your ordinary piece ends up sitting on top of your balls a little bit. Just like just looking
like,
around.
Like a Navy like SEAL looking to clear a house.
and then ipso facto, you got a nub. Like you
ipso facto, you do have a nub.
Yeah, then you're nubbed up.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, but it sucks.
Yeah, nubs but up.
Anyway, back to the original point. Nubs, it's the equivalent of like getting a great video of your nub on display and then going like, I'm getting that out there because I want people to see the nub.
This squat video is so good that I don't care that you can see exactly my nub exposed.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even a camel toe. It was opening puss.
Yes.
Like you could smell that shit.
That's pretty wild.
Let me ask you this question. If there's a glamour at the gym and she leaves ass sweat on the seat, are you wiping that off or are you joining in?
Yeah, I'll wipe it off. With my tongue.
Ah, the boys!
No, I'm just kidding. That's disgusting. I would wipe it off.
Oh. Sorry.
That's fucking gross.
Can I
hygiene at the gym.
I've got a bit of a bone to pick.
Bone to pick?
With Yeti.
Yeti coolers?
Yeah.
They make good products, don't they?
Yeah, this is great for cans.
Depends how much they're paying for this episode.
Yeah. Well, I paid for this. They're beautiful.
Yeti products are top of the line.
Normally pretty gang.
But how's this? So my mate up the road, Jai, he had one at the street Christmas party the other day, and he had another insert that goes in so you can have bottles in these.
Ooh, oh, because a bottle would rattle around in that.
But I messaged Yeti, because I didn't get one when I ordered it, and they said they don't do them anymore.
Well, I discontinued.
And I was like, but the bottle rattles around. They said, yes, this is a new improved version of the cooler. I was like, well, it's not very improved at all.
What the hell?
This was $49, yeah, they're $39 expensive. Or something.
Yeti products are not cheap.
Fuck me.
That's so crazy.
I'm a bit sad by that.
That's
sad
fucked. By that. Well, if you're good, guess what you might get for Christmas?
What?
A Yeti insert.
No, you can't buy them.
Anywhere.
No, they don't sell them. Right?
Reach out, Yeti.
Yeti, reach out. No, I've been talking to them on Instagram.
Fuck.
Because I got a blue tick. Did you know I got a blue tick?
Did you mention that?
Yeah.
What? Who else? We shouldn't reveal who else wanted to come on board with their beer brand.
Oh, we can't tell them yet.
We should hold off.
We may have a beer sponsor.
That's the bet. You guys are going to fucking love it too. It's
gonna,
perfect. Say no more.
You're going to flip out like I did.
Say no more.
I received the email.
Say no more.
But it's on its way.
It's so exciting.
We might even have it for the Christmas show.
Yeah. Maybe. For the Christmas show, I'm going to bring a selection of stubbies around too.
Okay.
I'm going to get like a whole mess of different beers. And we can like taste them and see what's good and what's shit.
Sexual.
Yeah.
Sexual.
And then we'll get on the whiskeys. Can you get cigars?
Oh, I can get some, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I don't know where from, but we'll just go to the Smoke Mart, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you used to work at Smoke Mart before I employed you. You're welcome.
Welcome.
Do they have a decent array or is it shit?
They got an all right array. Like I'm not. They got like Romeo and Juliet's and like.
I'm not a connoisseur.
Apparently, Romeo and Juliet's are all right. I don't know.
That's all I've heard.
I'm no connoisseur. I just want to look cool.
I wasn't good. I wasn't good when I worked there.
Let's talk about Patreon now. Not this isn't an ad. This is more of a community discussion.
Yes.
I feel that we're not putting in enough effort with the Patreon exclusive episode.
Yeah, we could go. We could definitely go for longer.
So here's my issue. I feel like we should offer something better, but I don't know what it is just yet.
Well, Gabe and I were talking.
Yeah, before. So what do you guys think? Because I was in a Zoom meeting talking very important things.
Very important, man.
Very, very important.
We were thinking that we need to do, well, not need to, but.
Because there's 2,000 people on the Patreon, which is quite a few.
It's and they heaps. Need more content.
They yes. need more content. Need more content. So we're thinking, keep doing what we're doing now. Mm-hmm. Punch out the extra sort of 30, 45 minutes once we hit the hour mark. And then once a week, this is just a total idea. I don't even know if it'll work.
Let us know what you think.
Once a week, I'm going to do Bluey's book review in 2023. So I've wanted to...
Oh, he's off it.
No.
Bluey's book review.
Hear me out. It's Bluey's book club. So I'm going to... Because like I need to read more. And my missus just got Audible. And she said it's fucking sick.
Okay.
So I don't have time to obviously read a book a week. But if I can get through 3 episodes of Rogan a week, which is like 9 hours, I reckon I can definitely listen to a book a week.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'm going to sit down with you guys and give you my teachings every week.
Yeah.
From like self-help books and stuff.
And we can either roast him, we can...
This is not what I had in mind.
It's going to be Bluey's book club.
This is not what I had in mind.
I'll put it to the people. Hey, if they think it's shit, that's fine. But if the people want Bluey in charge...
Are you right?
That's the extra episode every week. We'll just do
you're going to do an entire book review every week.
I reckon. It'd be a good challenge.
He'll come in, he'll bring some excerpts for us, and he'll go, this bit I thought was that bit I thought was that, and we can tell him he's a fucking idiot, or we can say, you know what?
So, but that's how are you going to do it with work and stuff? That's the problem. Do you have enough time to come in here a second time?
Well, that's what I was talking to young Gabriel. We were like, what day? Because it works now. Yeah, I do have time to do an extra day a week. It would just be like, we just have to pick the day.
Professional.
What's your COVID test results? Should we leave that for the Patreon
exclusive? No, it's negative.
Oh.
No. Woo! Good. But it was really funny. There was heaps of blood. Ugh. And it all went red. See how it's white now, but it went as the blood went through, it all went red and then white again.
You are bleeding.
You are bleeding. Get to a hospital now.
You are bleeding. You are Dr. Fauci is on his way.
Yeah,
right, so you're not on board, Isaac.
No, I don't. I think it's great. I think all the extra content is fantastic.
It's just going to be doing it.
I wonder if the better way is to provide like more, I don't know.
Nudes.
I don't know. I'd like to know from you guys what you'd like to see. And maybe we could even ask Patreon themselves. Is there any comments on the live? Because this is going, that is one thing that the Patreon does get you, is it does get you a live. This you can actually watch this live.
So you get a couple of days early.
So you get it a few days early, which I think is a pretty good perk.
Mm. Well, I have a couple of mates of mine watch it live and they text me while we're doing the podcast, which is very distracting.
Shout out to the boys. How you doing?
I was like, I didn't know they subscribed either.
Yeah.
And I was having a beer with him. He texted me the other week when we were talking about Kanye.
Mm.
And he texted me something racist about Kanye. Not racist, but like about the JM.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, do you watch it live? He's like, yeah, I subscribe. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Because
he sits there after work and like listens to us.
Which I think is fun. I think that's exciting. And you can't...
Gabe's giggling.
Oh, the comments are just like spraying me. Because whenever I like put up when we're going live, I go off what you boys say. So they're going, this is not around 4:30. I'd call this 5. Gabe getting 16 grand a week to run the stream half an hour late.
But apparently
there is an issue with the audio right now. But nothing's changed since... other week, so I'll look into it.
Maybe that was at the start where you were pretending to.
Oh, man, maybe, maybe.
What is the, what are they saying? The,
no, you know at the start where you're pretending to fucking not have audio?
Too quiet. Turn the sound up, Gabe. I don't know what's changed, but I'll get into it. They can hear us.
That's good.
Is the fucking mixer thing? The
Yeah, I know. Like, it shouldn't have changed unless you've touched it.
Well, have, did you, hang on.
Do we really need to troubleshoot live on the podcast? Yeah, okay. We'll troubleshoot live on the podcast. All right, cool. So, yeah, I reckon Bluey's Book Club. It will be a challenge to listen to a book a week, but I like the idea of coming in and imparting wisdom on the people.
I think it could be funny.
Yeah. And you might learn something.
Yeah.
I'm pretty knowledgeable. I'm not really.
But
we can all learn together.
And I think you could have an interesting spin on things.
Yeah. Give a real fucking common man's take.
it'll be an idiot's
take on complex issues.
How much do you take in when you're listening to the Rogan's pod? Or is it just noise?
A lot. No, I don't know. A lot.
Bluey's Rogan review.
Yeah, I fucking love Rogan. Who doesn't? Who doesn't love Joe Rogan? They just did on the weekend. I was so pumped. Protect Our Park 6 came on, which is like...
So I've never listened to Protect Our Park. So someone likes a book review idea, by the way.
Thank you.
Shout out to
one
Cow.
Person. Thank you, Cow. But Protect Our Parks is just a Joe Rogan experience, but it's Ari Shaffir, Shane Gillis, and Mark Norman. So like all very funny comedians, and they just get obliterated. This one went for 5 hours. I think it came out on Thursday. So I specifically didn't touch it until the weekend. And the weekend rolled past, and I was like, pretty sure I got COVID. So I just laid in bed, put it on the telly, and they all got super, super high on mushrooms.
Oh,
they got
really?
Destroyed. It's very funny. It's very, very good.
Why don't you do a mushroom episode on Patreon?
It got me thinking we should get, like, at least smoke some pot. Like, get really, really high and watch Isaac freak out.
Yeah, Jesus. I don't smoke anymore either.
I barely touch it, but I think it'd be funny to do one episode, get mega baked.
So I just listened to it, and it's like you have to turn it right up. So maybe we need to figure out what's going on.
That's all right.
So apologies. So yeah, check out the live feed. It's great.
Yeah, works well. Works really well.
So I'll make a better effort to interact with some of the live comments these days too.
Yeah, I think that'd be good to give people what I think. Rather than the Patreon exclusive episode, I think we need to focus on just creating the podcast. Just keep going with it rather than stopping it and starting it.
Yeah. Well, I think we're in a good rhythm at the moment. I think like we're finally, apart from this episode, today's a bad example.
I think the podcast has been fine.
Well, I think it's been good. Like, as in like, because we've been like, since no disrespect to Lordy or anything, but since Gabe's here, we've consistently been able to like sit down.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What'd you say? You've done 10 episodes now. That's like two months every week. And we go, okay, what was good? What was shit? Like, let's do this. And we're getting in a bit of a rhythm. Like, there's a bit of a flow. And we're spending a little bit of time together outside of the potty as well. We've done a few shows together in the open mic. And like, we're getting a little bit of momentum, which I think, but we've done like 53 episodes. So it's like, it's not much. Like,
we're still figuring it all out. We're building something here, guys.
Yeah. And we're fucking retards too.
Oh, I know.
We're retarded. Like,
we're like, you know, what's that whole thing? If you put enough monkeys in a room,
they'll eventually write the greatest novel ever.
Like,
well, there's three fucking dumb monkeys right here.
At the moment, we've only been in the room for 53 days. Give us time.
Yeah.
I feel like how many people view the Patreon exclusive episode, Gabe?
Oh, like currently at the moment we got 26 people tuning in.
No. Good. I don't. That's
yeah,
live.
Yeah, you
now.
Mean over time? Yeah, it gets around 300.
Okay, that's cool. That is cool. I don't know, because there's 2,000 people in there, and as much as I want to build it, I want to give them good things, but I also don't want to take away from the people outside of it. And I feel like, is an hour long enough?
You want to do more? We could definitely do more.
Well, I'm saying, do we cut the Patreon exclusive and give them something more? Give them early access to videos, the live stream.
Maybe an extra episode.
Like, do we, but do you think
we have to give them an extra episode personally.
Okay.
But it's just everyone making time for it.
Well, I mean, I can make time for it. Can you make time for it?
Yes.
What about, I'm about to say something a little bit cooked.
Oh, God.
This will be good.
What about if we can pump out a second episode, Bluey can start getting paid?
Nah, I'm not in it for the money.
But if we can make the money, then yeah, of course.
I'm not here for the money.
We know.
I think that's obvious. I'm a millionaire scaffolder, mate.
Well, there's also not that much money getting thrown around.
Exactly.
Either.
So yeah, exactly. And like, it's not like it's fun. This is like a fun. This is like
the payment of Bluey has been something we've spoken about, Bluey and I, quite.
You said it from day dot. So before this thing kicked off, I will say,
get your fucking scabby little nose out of our business.
I'm going off the comments. So people are mad that I'm getting paid and Bluey's not.
Yeah, but you do considerably more work than I do.
But your main source of income is from editing the main channel, not from.
And I turn up literally from work and leave.
Which is fine.
No, but like in regards to like how much gets done here, I do the least by a bit.
Shout out to Zach. He thinks early access to videos would be a good idea.
Respect, Zach.
Okay,
and a couple of people saying they think we should do longer episodes.
Yeah,
well, how would everyone feel about just pumping out because I also feel this, right? I don't like the idea of putting up the podcast episode in like two halves. Like it's like the Patreon exclusive, then you got to go to this audio when you might just want to listen to it all the way through.
Oh, okay. So for the people
patrons
who
can do that.
Yeah.
I think they get it all in one go, and they get the Spotify all in one go as well.
I think maybe we need to do the extra episode.
Yeah.
To make it worthwhile.
And it should be, I think, the only reason I came up with the book club idea, I was trying to think of like a theme, like just so we're not covering off, because we do like, as it works at the moment, we just kind of talk about what happened on the weekend and then what's in the news, which is good.
Yeah.
I think that's good. But I think if we did an extra episode, it would be a good idea to have some kind of theme to it. Okay. So we're not just doing the same thing we do on the other podcast.
Okay. So what could the theme be, do you think? So you like
that was the only reason I thought of the book thing, because I was like, I want to read more.
It is specifically like,
and I'm like, every week there will be like, okay, what book was it this week? Or like, whether it's like anything. It could be like,
well, it could be the things that we just genuinely cannot talk about on YouTube.
Yeah. It could. Yeah. What's that? What, like anything?
Well, just the vid.
What are we going to talk about that every week?
We don't talk about the vid that much anymore anyway.
I mean, we did do a rat test live on the show.
Yeah, you gotta. I'm getting me fucking gift to shop tomorrow.
Well, so are we going to run? We're going to run a long episode this episode. No exclusive.
There's not going to be an exclusive this week. We're just going to keep talking rather than
pulling up
stumps. But also, if that's not what you like and you're a part of the Patreon, let us know, because I want to fuck around with you guys and work out the best way to do it. I think we can do an extra episode a week, but also you don't want to do too much and then make it shit.
Yeah, you got to make sure it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to risk that.
Yeah.
But I also think early access to the videos, which we can do easily. That's easy enough. We can also do... I just want to give people the most value.
Fuck yeah. And it's good to talk about it now, because I think they're things we want to probably implement next year, which is like in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
So like if we... Get the ball rolling now,
and then when we get back into it next year. But also we've got to think, you know, we've got the bub coming along.
Yeah.
That's another thing that we need to be on top of, as far as Claire and I need to be on top of. And we're not on top of them. That's probably illegal.
Yeah.
But we need to be making sure that we have enough time to do all those type of things. Yeah. But I think there's nothing wrong with another episode a week.
Yeah.
More random prize draws, someone said.
Well, I like the idea of giving back. I think that's cool.
Yeah, and it's fun giving away butt plugs. Yeah.
Hey, well, let's give away $500 right now.
Oh, we did mean to do that.
Let's give away. All right, let's give away $500.
Oh, you
right
want some
now.
Giveaways?
Oh,
do
well,
you?
Well, oh, so you want
last
giveaways?
Last week's giveaway. It's not like a new $500 giveaway.
Yeah, but
we haven't announced it.
We haven't announced it.
So let's give away $500. right now.
You want giveaways, do you?
Yeah, well, let's give away $500.
How's cash?
How's cold, hard cash? Yes, cash.
Now, you did have someone in mind, didn't you?
I've
already picked a winner for
we
this.
We picked one the other day. Oh, yeah, Casey Stoner followed me on Instagram. That was cool.
Maybe this episode's called The Staff Meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, we've got to call it something cool.
What's not cool about a staff meeting, dude?
What was the peen thing?
The nub.
Yeah, nubby peens.
Nubby peens. Oh, where is it? Old mate's name? I've forgotten it.
You sent it in our group chat, I believe.
Someone was shout Zach. He said, could we get access to a live mum and dad show too?
Ooh.
Well, that's something you'd have to ask Gabe.
Well, it's up to you guys. It's doable.
We can definitely do it, of course.
Rightio.
I have the gentleman's name here.
Right, exactly.
How do you find it so easy? Because
it's in our group.
Okay, so what we decided to do was give away $500.
That's roughly half of Gabe's weekly wage.
Half of Gabe's weekly wage.
A third of what he asked for.
And I wanted to give it to...
People still think I'm on that too, which is...
You are.
Good, that's funny.
And I wanted to give it to someone, you know, who looked like they're really struggling.
A real battler.
Real battler. Now, what I did was I put everyone's... Well, you can take everyone's name. You put it in a random name generator. And it came up with this person so that everyone is equal. And the name is, ladies and gentlemen, who will be winning $500 from our Patreon, is Michael Rudkin, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay! Congratulations, Michael, Michael Rudkin.
To Michael Rudkin, $500.
500 big ones.
That's get a message good. On Patreon.
Yeah, Gabe will be in touch with you, not me. Yeah, I think we should do more of those. I think
giving away butt plugs was fun the other week.
That was pretty fun.
There is shitloads of stuff here we could give away.
Maybe once a month we give something away.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
And we can brainstorm ideas and whatever.
Well, maybe we can go through the entire Patreon and create more of a community out of it rather than, you know, just a money-hungry scheme, which Bluey wants to make it.
I am greedy.
But what I'll do is I won't make it just about the podcast. We'll also make it about the channel as well, YouTube channel. So I'll be able to give some things away from that as far as, like, you know, early access to videos. We do have the whole the stand-up video special that I filmed, and it's pretty much a special, yeah. It looks like a budget special. It was just filmed with one camera. So
that's
But it still looks pretty good. Or two cameras. Well, it was filmed with two cameras, but then what the fucking...
Someone didn't put the SD card in one of them?
No, he didn't. He didn't fucking...
hit record.
No, he didn't do the... what's it called? He didn't put me in focus.
Oh, so you're just blurry.
Dickhead.
That's retarded.
Saved you some money, didn't it?
Was it Gabe?
Yeah, he did
Gabe me
a,
fuck off.
He did give me a fucking... Gabe. Bit of a doyle.
Gabe.
Oh, fucking Gabe.
Shout out to Cow. Could be sponsored stuff to give away.
Yeah, we're trying to get the butt plug sponsor on board, but
what happened to that? Did we reach out?
We were talking about it. We're like, their whole ethos is like giving women empowerment over their pleasure.
Oh, is it?
This is not a very lady friendly podcast. Well,
can we clip that and put it up on Facebook? No, not fucking. What am I? 400.
The ad read from last week.
The ad read, and then we'll tag them.
Oh yeah, we can.
Okay, well let's do that.
I don't know if we're gonna get much from them, but.
Yeah. I mean, you got to buy a ticket.
It's all part of the journey, right?
You got to buy a ticket to win the raffle.
My word.
Talking about ladies' empowerment, it's not a great segue.
Oh, God, this would be a quick segue. quick segment, rather. Good.
You know how we had a clip from last week's episode about you saying you could run over Millie Boyle?
And I will.
And I put it on my story on Instagram. Was like, guys, who reckons Butty would get fucked up?
Yeah.
Heaps of people messaged me like, she would fuck him up.
As if.
So I'm going to message Millie Boyle and be like,
get her on the show.
Because the girls will be starting preseason.
The run it straight challenge.
Well,
is that
I
want
to do a gauntlet.
About?
Like, because the girls will be back. And I'll give you time to train, obviously, as well, because I don't want you to get embarrassed.
I'm ready.
And I think, once the girls start doing a bit of contact, it'll be like, Millie, this guy said you're a pussy.
I never said she was a pussy.
Don't backtrack.
You're a pussy, mate. I actually had a podcast today. This is my third podcast today. So you're welcome. Some of my best work with Hayden Knowles. Do you know Hayden Knowles?
That name rings a bell. Oh, is he S&C? No, he's something at the Knights, strength and conditioning guy?
He was.
Yes.
He is also the strength. Well, I don't know if he's the high performance guy, part of the New South Wales Blues.
Cool.
So I had a podcast with him. He wanted me on his. He wants to come on ours too. And I said, mate, we'll talk.
Yeah.
But no, he's a great dude, old Knowlesy. And he said to me, because I brought it up, because he wanted me to go in a boxing match. He wanted me to fight Gallen. I was like,
"Oh my god, no!
You're off your fucking head.
You would get fucking killed."
I don't know.
You like money? That's got to fucking pay
a bag. Paul Gallen likes money too.
I said to him, I said, dude, I've been knocked out for free playing for Dudley. I'm happy to get knocked out for free.
Paul Gallen could hurt you though.
100%. Yeah, maybe.
He could. Or maybe I get a good shot on him. Maybe.
You don't know. Imagine if I knocked him out.
you got the hide on him. That's
imagine if
sure.
I knocked out Paul Gallen on this podcast.
So why'd you knock it back?
I haven't.
I think he's retired, isn't he?
Anyway, I said, well, I'm not going to do it, obviously. I'm going to get jammed. But I said to him, yeah, mate, I'll run over Millie Boyle.
Yeah.
And he said,
nah.
Don't think you would.
Nah. She'd smoke you.
Well, how big is Millie Boyle?
It's not about size. I mean, she's probably taller and broader than you as well. But
bullshit, mate. I'm 6'8" and 107 kilos. And I run like a fucking
cat. I don't know. That grand final, mate, she was fucking the best on the paddock. She was a machine.
But she's playing against girls.
Friend of the show.
She's 6 foot. Bernard,
she's 6 foot.
What John Bernard.
John Bernard said he's got Isabel in this one. Isabel Butterfield. He gave me a chick.
Fucking oath. John Bernard knows what's up. Because you blokes are all scared about being politically incorrect.
Oh, wow. She has the same birthday as me. That's ridiculous.
Well, she's going to win. Oh, my God.
That's God's plan.
They've got it. They've only got it down at 85 kilos. That's slight.
Tiny.
That's small.
Bluey. That's like gay.
But it's about.
It's heavier than me.
Yeah, I mean, we're all heavier than you, mate.
Bluey,
yeah.
Do you seriously not think you would kill it in an NRLW game?
No, I'm fucking. Mate,
see, this is the part of Bluey I don't like, the woke part.
It's not woke.
I think he's being serious.
Mate,
he's
scared of upsetting certain people.
No, I'm not. I don't care. I'm being fucking. Because you sound like
a. I don't know if that was quite.
We're going to have to beat that. Yeah. We're going to have to beat that out. Because your reaction.
Naughty words.
He said it and he was like, oh, shit. No, because I know, especially when you say things like that, like physical things that can be proven. Like, I just went back to playing touch footy and I'm moving like a fucking 80-year-old. So I'm not going to come out and say, I'm going to run over a chick and then get called out. Imagine if Millie Ball calls you out and fucking belts you.
That's great content.
You're going to look ridiculous. Jesus. Like, and I know my body at the moment. I know your body at the moment.
What do you mean you know my body at the moment?
You hurt your knee in your sleep. It's not good.
It's not my meniscus though.
But like things like that where you're going like, I'm going to fucking run over this cunt. And then imagine if she messaged you and goes, righto, cunt, let's go. And you get fucking belted. Like, that's a career ender, mate. You never live that down.
Especially with all the shit he says about women's sport.
Yeah. I know my body at the moment.
Here's the thing. Millie Boyle, great athlete. And this is what I said to Nolsey in this conversation today. I love watching her play and the team play.
They did just win the comp.
And I think it's a credit to who they are. They never bring up the female stuff. They're like the UFC female fighters. They just fucking play and they're entertaining. And she is a good athlete.
Yeah.
I just know that I'd kill her.
I'm just like, I know my body at the moment. Like, I'm 31. I'm 31 this year.
Yeah.
I feel like shit.
Yeah.
My lifestyle is not conducive to feeling good. And these chicks train a lot.
So I'm not.
They could get
they're
me.
They're fit as.
They could fuck
but
you
here's
up.
The thing. I'm not going to do it. And here's why. There's two.
There's
two bad outcomes for me. I could get folded,
or you run over a chick.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice one, hero.
But here's the great thing about, and this is the great thing about technique.
Yeah,
is when I was younger, I was about 18, and I played a game against Preston Campbell. Right, I ran at him.
He would have been like 40 still.
No, he was probably about like 35. Let's say he just retired from.
So even
first
for sitting here for too long now, my hips are hurting.
Oh yeah, I feel like
we've been sitting here for like 35 minutes.
So
fuck.
I ran at Preston Campbell, and Preston Campbell is very slight, very small person
under the ribcage.
Because I was playing this charity game, right? And Matt Gidley was playing outside me, name dropper, and played for Australia, played New South Wales. He said, "Run at Preston." I ran at him. He picked me up, dropped me. I know full well that Millie Boyle could smash me if her technique is great. Right? Because it's the same thing about, like, I've wrestled with, like,
bears,
with girls, or in jiu-jitsu. I've wrestled with girls. No, like, in jiu-jitsu, right?
I wrestle with my sexuality.
And I've daily. And Gabe has the same problem.
Mm.
But I've wrestled with girls, jiu-jitsu, sort of wrestling, whatever you want to call it, taking them down to the ground, just in nightclubs.
You'd be in jail.
Great sound. And I know there's this one chick called, what's her fucking name? I forgot her fucking name.
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey. But no, there's this girl I used to train with, and she's, I don't know, I probably shouldn't name her. That's probably
maybe
better.
Yeah.
But she used to smash me.
Yeah.
And she used to like do striking training with me.
Yeah.
And she was a gun.
Yeah.
And so this puts it down to the facts that you could easily smash me if you are a professional athlete.
Yeah.
And you should
yeah.
smash me if you're a professional
athlete. That's why you got to watch what you say. Because you could get fucked up.
She's not going to fuck me up, though.
She might. She might. I was going to message her and be like,
"She'll
can we tee up a gauntlet?
She'll probably tackle me.
Might fuck you up.
She might tackle me. She yeah. won't smash me.
Imagine if she did that.
But how?
Mate, I've been belted by small people
that,
before.
That is true. That
imagine
is true.
If you like just catches you on an off step and gets under you and just... And it's on camera, and you get destroyed.
Well, we won't be filming it. No, I'll film it, but you have to join the $50 Patreon to see what happens.
That will cost you.
That will fucking cost you. Yeah. That's on my own.
I'm just always careful with like physical like, because you could get you don't know.
I'll just blame the epilepsy.
Yeah,
oh, I can't.
Or have a fit so everyone feels sorry for you.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I know.
But Millie Boyle. If you're listening, which I'm sure she is.
Yeah, she's on the Patreon.
Big fan of the show. I respect you, but watch out.
Oh.
Because I got big giraffe legs with no muscle on them.
Fuck. Yeah, no, it was funny. A lot of people were like, he'd get fucking belted.
Who said that? Fucking people nobody's. In my inbox. Nobody's. They don't know shit. Stupid idiots who pay $1 a month to listen to my idiocracy.
Stupid idiots.
Stupid dum-dums. That's who.
Dummies.
I think good all respect.
Yeah.
Speaking of physical challenges,
here we go.
This is a random one. Who do you think would win in an arm wrestle between you two?
Well, Bluey's very strong and he fucking handles scaffold.
Yeah, he's got that.
I'm tired though.
I'm not saying do
if,
it right now.
If you will do it.
I just want to see if you'd back yourself.
I think because Bluey works with his hands all day, I think I'd probably tip him. But I also
you've got long levers, man.
Yeah.
Like you got like
should we try?
I don't think so.
Oh, so he doesn't love physical challenges. He said that.
All right, let's get some toxic masculinity into here. Can we do it?
what the podcast has reverted to.
Can we do it over arm the table? Wrestle?
Yeah, I suppose.
We can do it over the table.
All right, sure. I'll just move my COVID.
We're gonna need, I'll do some commentary for the audio.
I'm
listeners.
Glad I blew that out.
Gabe, take it
move
away.
Your mic in so you can talk right. here.
Go over to YouTube if you want to see that. Oh, if you want to see what's about done.
So we're on this.
Isaac's got a long ass arm. Louis.
Ready?
Three, two, one. Oh, the boys are struggling. Bluey's got it.
You can't pull towards you. You're doing the exact same thing.
Bluey's gone. Isaac's going fucking red. The average man's trying with all his might. He's about to burst. Bluey's pissing himself. Louis holding the advantage. Isaac's about to fucking go running.
We're so far away from each other.
No.
I can't get him down.
He's got the wrist up just. Louis's got the advantage the whole time. Oh, he's winning him back. He's just got the wrist up. I think that's it. Louis, awesome. Officially the most alpha man on the Cancel Me Now podcast. I would probably win, but I'm
just shit myself.
A big day.
I was trying so hard.
I was really worried about my bicep fucking blow it out there.
I think I've torn. I've fucking, this is aching all the time.
Yeah, my finger hurts.
How does that make you feel, Isaac?
Like a worthless.
Like a fucking.
God, don't bring Millie Boyle in here now. She beat me.
That'd really finish the job. Millie Boyle just come in and fuck you up.
A pretty good arm pump, though.
Yeah.
Zach was cheering you on, Bluey. Come on, Bluey.
Thanks, Zach.
Bang. Average man. When's Average Man dropping?
Next week.
Is that the first episode next week?
Yeah, with us. Average Man's coming out next week, which will be
good. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if arm wrestling is supposed to happen on a table this wide either.
No. Generally, you meant to keep. We did everything you're not supposed to do just then, I think.
Why not? Fuck that.
Yeah. Except lose.
Do you ever get, have you ever wrestled one of your mates and lost and really had the shits?
Yeah, fuck yeah. When you're like drunk and you got your shirts off. I had a belter it was about 12 months ago. We had our punters club. You're right. He's so hurt.
Really hurt.
And this guy's saying he's going to drop Millie Boy. Yeah. He rolls over and now he's.
No, I trained arms today, so it's fucking a bit swollen.
Yeah, we had our punters club Chrissy show and obviously drinking full strength, piss in the sun all day, lost the plot. Yeah. And me and one of the boys got into it like shirtless wrestling. And
it got pretty heated.
Well, there's no taking it easy.
No, you don't want to fucking lose at anything.
And if you're the one taking it easy and they're turning it on, then you then look like a bitch. Yeah.
And all the boys are watching you. You're like, well, now I'm fucking going berserk.
Should we all do the run it straight challenge at each other?
Yeah, fucking I for sure.
That'd be so good. It'd
be some good Patreon content. Yeah. Just gauntlets.
Like, no, you got to do it
too. Someone's got to film it.
That's you.
I don't think I could smash Gabe because I don't reckon he'd run with enough pace.
Nah, you could under him.
I reckon I'll be the fastest on the podcast.
Oh, probably.
We should have a race.
A running race?
Are we going to host a podcast Olympics?
Wait, we should do a decathlon.
We should do
That's good pace.
The Cancer We Now decathlon?
Yeah, let's do that.
We'll do like a running race. What would the events be?
Running one.
Nah, we're not going to do 100 meters though.
40, no, like 40. 5 meters.
Are we happy with 40 meters?
40 meters is perfect.
Yeah. 40 meter sprint.
I could just get out 40 meters, I reckon.
What else?
What are they?
That's the only thing I think I'll win.
What about a wrestle?
Wrestle?
A boxing match.
We'll do a wrestle. Shirts off on the gravel. No, not shirts off. I'm not confident enough for that.
That's all right.
Wrestle?
I wrestle.
40 minute sprint.
40 meter sprint.
Wrestle?
What other events they have in a decathlon? A swim? Can we go? Nah, swim's hard to do.
We got a fucking pool.
Swim. Yeah.
Well, we just did the arm wrestle.
Yeah, that's true. I reckon we could go again with the arm wrestle.
Yeah, have it a bit more professional.
Yep.
Yeah. That was a rattle.
If you're watching live, give us some ideas.
That was street rules. We're playing street rules just then.
If you're on the live, let us know some ideas for
competition.
The Cancer Me Now decathlon.
Could we call it a decathlon? Because doesn't
sculling?
Olympics? Oh, scull a beer. Yeah.
I think Bluey would be favorite.
Nah, I'm crap. I'm a terrible scholar.
People would assume you are, though.
Because you're an alcoholic.
Alcoholic, drug addict, fucking loser.
I think I'm pretty good.
Yeah, no, I can't. I'm a terrible scholar. Awful. Okay. Just awful. What other events?
We could get a betting company to sponsor this.
Yeah, we could. We could, actually.
Run like a live market on it.
Yeah.
So I reckon I'd be pretty good in the 40-meter sprint, I'll be honest.
Yeah,
I'm pretty quick.
You're a long guy.
You got long limbs.
Well hung.
Yeah, I just have the nub.
Imagine if you won by nub. I won by nub. I reckon we pick. What's a decathlon? Is that six events?
Decathlon's 10.
Let's just
10.
Do like fucking three.
We're going to have to make it a biathlon. Just two events.
Cancel Me Now Olympics.
Yeah, we'll just call it the Olympics. Cancel Me Now Olympics.
Yeah.
We'll do it all and we'll do it for Patreon.
What about like a nice long jump?
Three people saying like shot, put like throw something.
Yeah.
Oh, what could we throw a thong?
Yeah. The Plug-a-toss.
Plug-a-toss.
Plug-a-toss is a good name.
So that's like four, and we need one more event.
So what do we got? We got running.
Running.
See that Chinese guy that did the marathon while he was smoking darts?
Yeah.
We should do that.
You can smoke a dart.
I think you'd be favorite for that one.
Yeah, I got myself to win that.
So we've got running. We've got sculling. We've got wrestling.
Arm wrestle.
We don't have to do the wrestle.
Nah.
Because then you're competing against...
But I want to beat Gabe.
Yeah, of course.
I want a manhandle Gabe.
And I'm not technically employed, so if you actually fuck me up, I've got no one.
Okay. So instead of the wrestle, we'll go with the arm wrestle. And then the thong toss.
Plug a toss.
We could have one more.
Who can get cancelled the quickest?
Yeah. Who can say the most racist one. Tweet?
Yeah.
Snorkel racing, torpedoes. Well, if you're sculling something, yeah, it doesn't matter. Shoey, but I don't know what good that is. We're already doing one drink.
We're not
thing.
Doing shoeys.
We're gonna do like various altercations of sculling.
Sculling out a different.
Yeah, get the drunkest.
Yeah,
yeah. Is there any good comments?
Nah, everyone just wants us to drink piss. Goon sack on the clothesline. How's that a competition?
That. I've done that, Navy Spew.
Oh, the old goon of fortune.
First time. Oh, actually, here's a good topic for you. Do you remember the first time you got drunk?
Yeah.
Is it memorable? Well, the first time it was memorable.
Elevates. Do you ever have Elevates?
Yeah, they were my bread and butter growing up.
What are they?
Elevates are like a guarana, like an energy drink and
like
vodka.
A Red Bull and vodka. Yeah. And I had like eight of them one night.
Yeah.
And so my whole plan was I went
How old are you? Set the scene.
I'm 29, Gabe. You should know that.
No, when you're doing this.
I would have been still in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would have been 17. And we went to one of the girls' house for a party.
And some fingering.
Well, not for me. I was a fat kid. There was no fingering going on. It was really sad. No, finger food, yeah. we should have a meat pie eating competition.
Yes.
I was going to say, someone did say.
Some kind of eating contest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Smash a meat pie. It has to be a servo meat pie.
And just as quick as you can eat it.
Pie brands reach out.
Yeah.
Should it be as quick or as neatly?
Or as many
As neatly,
nah.
What?
It's quick.
As neatly, did you just hear what this cunt said?
Hey, if you spill a crumb, you lose all your points.
Mate, now that's content. I've never eaten a pie.
Never eaten a pie neatly in my life. I'm not about to start now.
That's why I'm picking contests. What about this? We get Millie Boyle online, and we all run at her.
What about like the
see how clean she can eat a pie?
You know the one. You know slowly. The one where you spin around in circles with a broomstick and then try and run in a straight line?
Yeah, but that makes me feel sick.
Nah, I can't do dizzy shit either.
I can't do dizzy stuff.
I don't do dizzy things.
Anyway, okay. you're at a party, Isaac. Well, you're at a social event.
I was at a party. You were right the first time.
Did your parent get you your drinks? How'd you get your drinks?
I might have even been 18. I don't think so. But anyway,
no,
I was going
to wait until you're 18.
I was going to sleep in my car.
Yeah, I've done that before.
That was the whole plan. So I must have been 17. So anyway, I had 8 of these Elevates and I might add something else. But the problem with so the party ended and Mum and Dad were living over at Warners Bay and this was in Dudley. So it's like a 20-minute drive. I didn't have enough money for a cab, but I was going to sleep in the car. So I slept in the car and, well, I went to. It was hot, summer.
Yeah.
This is in the back of a Ford Futura wagon, blue wagon.
That's a pussy wagon. We've got a photo of it. Yeah, there it is.
Can you reach that? I'll show you what the exact car is. This is me.
Where are you? Oh, okay. Let me show Blue's camera.
Pussy wagon.
Yeah, so much puss. I actually did lose my virginity in that car.
Did you?
Yeah. That's next week's episode.
I'm not surprised. That's
outstanding. So were you blind at this event?
Not like super, super blind, but I can just remember not being able to sleep because I had 400 fucking energy.
Yeah, a lot of grams of caffeine.
So much like, so each one would have had like 50 or 70 grams of caffeine. So I've had like a pre-workout at nighttime. I'm laying there, can't sleep. Anyway, I ended up driving to the beach blind.
Yeah.
And
allegedly
in the morning, allegedly, and I got a Works burger and sat there, and I must have waited till like before I drove home to like 11:30.
That's responsible.
But it wasn't the drunkest I had been. I just remember it because it was just the shittest experience, and I felt so fucking sick. I had the shakes.
Yeah,
it was just Elevates. Never again.
You still get that when like the caffeine thing now. Like if you have like vodka Red Bulls, like the head noise the next day.
Oh, and driving to the gym if you've had your pre-workout already.
I don't take that shit.
Dude, I'm there just like I'm gripping onto Regalo.
Jittering.
Like I'm about to fucking fall apart. It was that moment and after we won the under 15s grand final when I was a kid. 15s or 16s.
You drank drive to the beach.
No. Under 16s, we had a couple of beers. Mum and Dad said, you can have a six-pack. I went, all right. I had a six-pack. And I remember it because one of the guys took a girl home after the party. She would have been 16 too. And he walked out after rooting her and he had the biggest dick that I had ever seen.
Shout him out.
It was
he's 16.
He's got kids now. Yeah. But his cock was honestly as long as this bottle.
Great dude.
It was unbelievable.
Great stick.
It was so fucking, and I'm just there going, what the fuck? Fuck have I got? What is this?
Yeah,
this
it's
is
not,
garbage.
It's yeah.
It's like he's a different species.
Yeah, it's unfair.
But you'd have a couple of good stories, better than mine.
Oh no, that was good.
Do you know your first time, Bluey?
I can remember the first time I smoked pot. And it was actually the perfect crime because the first weed I ever smoked, I knocked off from my dad's cupboard. It was like dad was always like
you knocked off. You used to work in the cupboard?
No. Like I knocked it off. I stole it.
Stole his cupboard.
Stole the weed from his cupboard.
Are you fucking retarded?
I swear you just said I stole.
That's fucking retarded.
Yeah.
I swear you just said
I knocked it off from his cupboard.
I knocked off his cupboard.
No, I didn't. I said I stole it from his cupboard.
Yeah.
The
tape will tell.
We'll play it back.
I'll be researching that.
But yeah, I was like, because dad would always be like, don't go in my room. When he'd leave the house, be like, stay out of my room. I was like, well, obviously going in your room. And the first time I went in there, I was like, looking for Christmas presents. And I was like, felt something. I was like, ooh. And I put it down. It was a little bit of foil with some real stinky weed in it.
Oh, right.
And I was like, put it back. And I was like, no, I'll take that.
And did you know what it was?
I think I was like 16. Okay. But like, we had your mate's older brother smoke pot you knew. So I was like, well, if I take it, he's never, ever going to ask. Like, he can't ask me because I'm not supposed to.
It's the perfect crime.
So we took it and then me and my mate, Dill.
Shout out to you.
Shout out, Dill. And we took it. We cut some. It was the most like stereotypical. Cut some hose out the backyard.
Yeah, nice.
Gatorade bottle down to Lakeland's Oval in Warners Bay. Snuck out and ripped a few cones and took a few packets of crispy M&Ms down. Lost our minds and it was very fun.
Smoked a bong.
Really?
Never.
Bongs are fun.
I've had a couple of joints in my time.
Joints are a bit more social. Bongs pretty intense. Like
I had a nice.
We're not here to fucking fuck around.
I had a lovely joint in Amsterdam, sitting on the river there. That was all the
when it
the
river,
the canals,
the canal. It was beautiful, man.
Yeah, Amsterdam's amazing.
Coffee shop.
Yeah, gorgeous. Amsterdam's outstanding.
One of the best places I've ever been.
Yeah, I've been three times.
I can't wait to go back. Once we have our little bub, I reckon. Oh. Once he's about 5 or 6, yeah. I'd love to go to Europe again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we've you do got the space cakes over there?
No. Man, that scares me, man.
100% on the same.
Nah.
It's the whole thing of altering your consciousness terrifies me.
Nah, that's the point. You gotta alter this shit.
We need a change.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it's a bit scary.
You're just worried you'd like never come out of it. Hey, one of those ones that like
on top of sorry to go back.
That's all.
Maybe we could, instead of doing the podcast every week, once a month we could have a special event. That's just for the podcast. It's just for the Patreon.
Yeah.
So, like, as in this month will be the Olympics.
The Olympics. And then next month it could be.
We're all doing space cakes.
We might all do space cakes and do an episode.
No fucking way.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That could be, it could be like a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And in between you get all these other great things. Yeah. But
we were talking about doing like a footy companion kind of thing, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, we can do it with the UFC too.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's lots to talk about.
There's lots to do.
Mm, yeah. We'll have a meeting after this show meeting, after the meeting we just had on the podcast.
Well, when we film the Christmas one, we should have a few conversations after that about what we're going to do.
While we're
inebriated.
Yeah.
Fucking
oath.
Mm. Yeah, it's very good.
Very
good.
Shades. Very, very good. Shades.
Yeah. I did notice that it is dinner time.
Here we go. The big fella's hungry.
6:15.
How long have we been going for?
An hour 20, so this is pretty typical if we did go over to Patreon.
Okay, go. So I did have some other things I wanted to talk about. I had it in my notes here. I like to have notes. Because otherwise
notes are good.
So when you lost your mind on the cones, Bluey, were you just laughing or were you just
freaking out? It was really fun.
Yeah.
But I have had a few, as everyone has, like really anxious ones. Really, really good one. Me and Jesse, my partner, not long after we got together, we're like, wouldn't it be really fun? I think it might have been during COVID lockdown, actually.
Mm.
And we were like, it'd be really fun to get stoned. We'll make a heap of nachos and put a movie on and get high. So we like, and neither of us
smoke. My stoner shit.
Yeah, but like neither of us smoke weed really. Yeah, like if I smoke pot, it's like twice a year.
Yeah.
And so we got some weed, we rolled a joint, we ran out to, because we live in a share house. We didn't want them to know we were smoking pot. So we ran out to the car, smoked pot in the car, drilled this whole joint. And because we were like, smoked too much, ran back inside, and then both got super paranoid.
Oh.
So instead of like relaxing and having this mad feed, and like one of our housemates was there and she just kept like talking to us, like, because
and you just want them to fuck
and
off,
like, I was so fucked up. I was like,
man.
And she's like, yeah, and
she
anyway
knows,
so
knows,
I've been seeing
knows.
This guy, and I was like, oh my god, I'm so fucking stoned, oh my god. And I kept looking at Jesse and she's like, oh my god, I'm so fucked. I'm like, anyway, we're gonna go take our nachos now. Like, took this big tray of nachos, like ran downstairs, like, oh my god, fuck, we're not fucking leaving this room.
And the nachos.
That sounds like Claire and I every night.
Yeah, that's you guys on a good side.
Jesus. Man, I'm a paranoid cunt. I was just thinking then, as soon as you said paranoid, I was like, I can't believe I'm gonna admit to this. I once stole from Woolworths.
You fucking.
This is probably about.
This is incriminating. You should be careful.
Two or 3 years ago, I did this.
That's not even that long.
I know.
You were doing well then.
Yeah, I know. It's the principle. Because
what the fuck? Dude?
There's these chocolates they sell there.
Just buy and cut.
There's these chocolates they sell, and they're the sugar free ones. They're so fucking expensive.
So you stole them.
Let me finish. So I stole them. No, I used to scan one and throw two in.
If by two, you mean how many?
Two or three.
Yeah.
Anyway, once at the self-serve, this is like years ago before the self-serve really kicked into gear.
This is still the prototype phase.
This is before they even had like the person there.
Yeah.
You're not in the tax bracket that can get away of doing that.
I'm in a good tax bracket, thank you.
Yeah, too good to be fucking stealing.
That's what I'm saying.
So anyway.
That's so funny.
What, you've never stolen from Woolworths?
No.
Bullshit.
No, I haven't.
Coles?
No.
I've stole from servos.
I've
stole from servos? That's not even self-serve.
I have stolen a chocolate.
I was blind.
When I was stoned once, I stole a chocolate bar from a servo.
There you go. You're a pig. So yeah. Anyway.
So I scan one, throw two in. Let's just breathe, can we? Anyway, I go to leave.
This is unbelievable.
And this siren goes off.
Good.
Oh. You would shit yourself. But no one comes for me.
So I keep
walking. I get to the car, get in the car, drive home, get home, walk inside.
Panic attack.
I'm there. But then it starts eating me up.
Yeah, yeah. The guilt.
It starts eating me up. The guilt inside eating me away.
So I'm way about, too rich to be doing this.
It's about, no, this was dead set. This would have been 4 or 5 years ago. So I get on the phone.
Did you ring him up?
I ring him.
No. Like,
guys, I'm so sorry.
I'm
not going to believe this.
I ring him and I admit that I may have taken two by instead
accident.
Of one.
I thought I got one. I've just got home. There's two in
there's
my bag.
There's two in here.
I'm so sorry. I'll come back and pay for it.
I said, listen, I'm happy to come back. She said, listen, it's a $2 chocolate. She said, don't worry about it. She said, thank you for your honesty. And she said, it wasn't even because of you that the siren went off, but thank you for your honesty. You can keep it on us. So I'm in the clear. Oh, legally.
Did it clear your conscience?
And you've just now thought to fess up to this.
Well, actually, it wasn't even Woolworths. It was another supermarket.
I had so you didn't want to say it just in case they're listening and they come after you.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to come after me.
I had a moment like that literally today where I had
stole
to,
from Woolies.
No, I didn't steal, but I fucking broke something.
Oh, no. What did you break?
So there was these four big long strips of what I assumed to be like offcuts of like cladding or some shit.
Cladding.
Didn't know what they were.
Cladding is
just like shit they put on the outside of a house.
Yes.
Like timber cladding.
I was just testing you.
But you just wanted to make sure I knew. Appreciate it.
Someone's called you out for stealing a $2 chalky ice.
He's a piece of shit.
What'd they say to me?
They've called you out.
Wait, it was $2 and he stole it?
No. I can't remember exactly what it was. I think it was either one of these $5 chocolate bars or it was something like that.
It'd want to be a giant Toblerone the way you
Don't shut the fuck up.
But I'll
be stealing your pay pack in a minute.
I broke these two things. They were on the scaff and I just ripped them off and snapped these things clean in half. And then the builders come out like 40 seconds later and I'm the only cunt there. And he's like, oh, fuck, someone's fucking snapped. And I was like, just ignored him.
Good.
I just ignored Good. Him. And he's like, fuck. And he sort of looked at me and I was like, just kept doing what I was doing. And then I waited another fucking like 30 seconds. I was like, I have to tell him.
You told him.
Well, I was like, because I was the only one there. He's like, he was pretty pissed off. But I was like, oh, did you mean, oh, sorry, mate. I didn't realize you meant them. Like, what else would he be fucking talking about?
Did he
about?
Blow up or?
No, I was like, fuck, sorry, mate. They were on the thing. I just pulled them off and they broke. He's like, fuck, and just walked off. I was like, oh, shit. But there's a lesson there. If you got me there to strip scaffold, get everything out of the way because otherwise I'm just fucking tossing.
And that is a lesson. Don't steal, kids, because it'll eat you away. And you'll be ringing up Woolies at
5 years you've been waiting to come clean.
Fuck, man. Dixon laughed at me so much that night.
That is funny.
She's like, they're not going to come after.
You're like me. I'd be the same. I'd be like, fuck. Like,
I'm not a thief. I can't do it.
Nah, except for my dad when I stole my dad's pot.
I stole a Charizard when I was a kid.
Ooh,
wish Charizard. I had that.
I know. And
what, from another kid? Or
from another kid lived up the road. Mum and dad love this story. They always talk about it. They've always thought it was a lie since then. So I stole the card. And then the kid went home, didn't have his card. So his mum come there.
Oh, pussy.
Started going at my mum and dad saying, your kids. And I said, no, I didn't do it. I didn't.
Your mum and dad would have gone into bat for you.
They did.
Yeah.
And then never again after that. They don't even like me anymore.
Because they defended you and you fucking lied.
And then I lied. And I lied. But I didn't get to keep the card. That was the problem.
What did you have to give it back to the kid?
Yeah. And then mum
be
and
worth
dad
a shitload.
Because they went into bat for you and then you have to give the card. And they look so bad.
They're still angry at me to this day. Dad still brings it up, the Charizard card.
Fair enough.
It's fucking fucked.
It's like, Dad, if you knew how much it was worth, you would want me to fucking.
Yeah, he would have been in on it.
He would have too. He fucking loves his coin, old TB.
Oh, yeah. Old tuberculosis stone.
TB.
But yeah, so that's the story for the podcast, kids. Don't take things.
Don't steal.
Don't steal.
Is your dad coming on the show?
Yeah.
Coming on you if you keep carrying on. Yeah, I keep hitting him up and he's like, yeah. And then just, we never
just
set
crickets.
A date. We need to set a date for these
just
things.
Just lock it in.
That's the problem. So, yeah. Anyway.
Any more word from Mark Boris?
Mark hasn't got back to me,
damn.
Unfortunately, which is a bit of a shame. But we do have a beer sponsor hopefully coming on board. I don't know if they're going to pay us. They're just going to provide us with beers.
That's so fine.
Yeah.
That's completely fine.
Let's finish up the podcast by talking about the great man R. Kelly.
Yeah, what's happened here? Gabe sent something in. I didn't actually have a chance to listen to it. But.
So from what I know from Gabe is he's in jail and he's released an album. Is that correct?
That's what I've seen, yes.
So can we play some of it? Because I don't think it's going to get taken down for copyright.
I'll try and get the TikTok up, yeah.
If he's got lawyers onto this.
Like, how are you making and releasing an album while you're incarcerated?
Well, that's what I want to know. How did he get a microphone in there?
He'd be in a nice like minimum security. He's got money, so like he'd be in a nice jail.
You shouldn't.
So do you guys, like, you might have a better idea than me. Why is he in jail? Is it sex trafficking?
False allegations, I think.
Yeah.
No.
Free R. Kelly. No, it was his charges are extensive and bad.
He was basically proven to be with underage women, I think.
It was like intimidation, sex trafficking.
And yeah, that was basically the thing. But Gabe, I believe you have a song for us that he has released from this album.
3 counts of child abuse images, 3 counts of child enticement.
All right, Bluey, listen to this. I admit I fuck with all the ladies. Tell me how they call it
pedophile because of that shit. That's crazy. I admit I fuck. Surely that's a G up. That can't be.
That's a real. He dropped a whole album and like Spotify and that took it off ASAP.
We do. There's no way that's.
I swear it is.
I think this is where Rolf Harris fucked up. He should have got out the wobble board and like, they call me a pedophile, but I'm not that. I'm just an angry old guy who wants to fuck kids.
That's
allegedly. Fuck with all the ladies, the older and the young ladies, how they call it pedophile. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
he could have established what he meant by young.
I don't know which comedian it was, but someone had a bit about how R. Kelly's not actually a pedophile because the girls that he was with were like 16 and above, and technically a pedophile is like actual kids. But then the whole punchline was like, the fact that you actually have to explain that just makes you sound like a pedophile.
Yeah, doesn't it?
I'll say that.
I don't know who it was. But it's funny
because I think
that's what R. Kelly's saying. He's like, man, I'm not a pedophile. They were 16.
I think anyone that has, if you're an adult and you have sex with a 16-year-old, that's fucked. I don't care what legal age it is in whatever country you're in. That's fucked up. Yeah. That's gross. I think if you're over the age of 18 and you're fucking a 16-year-old, you're a fucking queer fuck. But it's not as bad as fucking as kid.
Yeah, I mean, there's levels. There's levels to this shit
that we're going to get into in the decathlon.
There's levels to this shit.
But there is. There is levels to it. Like, because we were watching this show the other night, Claire and I, about getting locked up in the UK, and they went and arrested this guy. And he was talking about the images that he was into, and he was sexually aroused by 1-year-olds being raped.
Oh, why did we talk about this?
And his name was Gabe.
Oh, the album, by the way, that R. Kelly dropped was called I Admit It. That's it.
It should have been If I Did It.
A new R. Kelly album title, I Admit It, appeared on streaming services on Friday, but R. Kelly has denied involvement with its release.
That's what I mean. I don't reckon that's him.
Well, no, but he'd get in trouble from the jail if he said yeah.
Calling it a plot to undermine him in court, according to the audio.
I don't think it's him.
So anyway,
it literally is him though.
This guy was like attracted to this type of stuff, and that is, I think, worse in the eyes of everyone than someone having relations with a 16-year-old. Both are terrible and bad and you shouldn't do them, and they're disgusting and gross, but obviously one is worse than the other, I think.
Yeah. That's yeah.
What do you think, Gabe?
I think you're on the money.
Because
there.
You sort of look like a 17-year-old. Like you could pick up younger chicks as
jail bait,
you
Gabe.
Like you're making me a coming is Matt.
What about, how do you feel about older people dating 18-year-olds?
How old are they?
Let's say 40.
What do they say? Is it you should only be
there's
able to
a number, eh?
It's half your
something
age plus
divided.
Seven.
Yeah,
half your age. So what are you? You're 30.
Are you? So half my age, 15 plus 7, 20,
21.
22.
22.
Yeah.
That's 22.
Yeah, so 20.
I'm
you know
20,
what?
21's the youngest.
22, even like
Gabe's. What's
22
yours?
Year olds annoying
what,
me.
What would the math on mine be?
Yeah.
So
I'm
20.
Get your calculator.
I'm so bad with math.
You're 23, aren't you?
24.
So
12, 17.
So 19.
So would that be fucked?
No, I think 19 for you is okay.
But I wouldn't do it. Like,
would 19, would 19 for you be fucked?
Dude, if I
they're retarded.
In a horrible world, I wasn't with Claire. If I had to date a 21-year-old, I'd rather run into a truck.
Yeah.
But is it wrong?
No.
Well, it's just not cool. It's definitely not cool.
It'd be fucked.
No one thinks you're cool.
Yeah,
no.
Of course not.
Except if you're DiCaprio.
Yeah.
But I think
then you're DiCaprio.
But
so
what
you
if
you're cool?
I think it only becomes cool once you're 80. You're 80 and you're having sex with an 18-year-old.
Like Hefner,
all of a sudden you're cool.
Yeah. But dick works when you're 80. You're fucking
I think you're
it.
Cool around other 80-year-olds, but everyone else thinks you're a creep.
Weird.
I think if you sleep with anyone like 2 or 3 years younger than you, Well, Claire's two or three younger.
five to eight.
Five to eight.
If you impregnate anyone 2 or 3 years younger than
Fuck.
I don't know. I think you just get a feel for what's not right.
I mean,
you would judge a 40-year-old walking around with an 18-year-old, would
for
you?
Sure,
how
for
old's
sure.
How old is DiCaprio? Is he 40?
He would be 45.
And he's like, so. As soon as they hit 25, he's like, fuck off.
See you later, loser.
All the shit's on the front lawn.
Put it out to roost.
I had such a good night for my birthday. Thanks, Leo. All the shit's just on the lawn.
I think he's about 48.
Oh, yeah, good on
you. Is he 48?
Yeah, he is.
So so half his age is 25, almost.
Well, he's sticking to that rule.
He's forgot about the plus seven bit.
He's sticking to that rule. He's like, no.
I think girls under the age of 23 are the most painful human beings that ever lived.
And boys. Dude, young people annoy me.
Yeah.
Have you mentioned that?
Yeah. I got a bit about it.
So
they fucking suck.
How cool is that? You can say I got a bit about it.
I got a bit about it.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Yeah, I do think that 18 is too young for any adult.
Not R. Kelly.
Any adult, an 18-year-old.
I admit that I did it.
I think if you
can that be the opening, like instead of, you know, we have music that opens the podcast. I feel like it should be.
That's crazy.
I admit that I did.
Okay, let's run that.
Damn, that's crazy. Next week, mate, this week. The opening
fuck
song
with
should
all
be.
The ladies.
Fuck with all the ladies.
Can we put that as a
the
soundbite?
The older and
next
younger
week?
Lady. Okay, get that on the soundbite board. Yo, kill me with this.
That's old R. Kelly interview.
Oh, that was when he got interviewed. Yeah. And he started crying.
Yeah. So yeah, pedophile is
fuck
wrong
with all the ladies.
R. Kelly's a dodgy fuck. And if you are over the age of 25 and you're sleeping with an 18 or 21-year-old, there's something wrong with it.
Have a look in the mirror.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, that's enough for today. I'm going to go eat me pizza. Be a good motherfucker. Peace of me, leaves me, dick stinks. Thank you, Bluey. Thank you, Gabe.
Thanks,
good
mate. Night. Good night.
Yes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.